Season of Lent is a time for reflection, confession, and new starts. And as we're thinking about living water and thirst, I was reminded of a not so distant part of my life where I had my confession is I love fast food and junk food. All the bad stuff, whether it's French fries, potato chips, hamburgers, Taco Bell, all that stuff. And for years, because I was always on the run or just lazy and didn't want to, you know, I would, over lunchtime at work, I would just drive through the drive-through, which is easy and convenient, and I'd load up on this stuff. And because I was young and always running, I never had to kind of pay the price, right? I was able to eat junk and not really pay a cost. And as you get older, that's not as true anymore. And in the back of my mind, I was always thinking to myself, this really isn't healthy. This is not a good choice. And so in the pandemic, everyone stayed home. And it was this opportunity for me to just cut all that stuff out. And I did. I went cold turkey. I ate healthy, and it was great. It was great. And for a couple of years, I didn't have any. And then as we were traveling occasionally or just by happenstance, I would have like food from a restaurant or even fast food. And guess what I discovered? When I ate that stuff again, it was super salty. And I could taste the sodium in the food and I'd be thirsty, like dying of thirst. I was like, wow, all those years I was having all this, you know, high sodium, all the refined sugars, all MSG, all that stuff that makes the food taste good. I mean, it's literally engineered to make you eat more and to eat too much of it. It didn't make me thirsty then, now it does. And I was thinking about the body chemistry about that, and this idea that no matter how much we eat, we'll always need more, no matter how much we drink, we'll always be thirsty, and Jesus is talking about living water. Our body needs water. And Jesus says, I can give you living water so that those who come to me, those who are in relationship with me, will never have to be thirsty again because your needs, your self will be satiated, will be taken care of. And so in this story of living water, Jesus encounters this Samaritan woman who is not named in the Gospel of John, which is a shame, because they have a remarkable encounter. And what we heard for our gospel account is actually just a portion of their dialogue. And it continues, and this woman who comes to the well at noon, she comes there at noon all by herself, because most people, when they would come to get water, go in the morning. They go earlier in the morning when it's cooler. And they get the water that they'll need for the day, for themselves, for their family. She comes at noon because she has been scorned by her community, by being married 5 times and living with a husband who's not her husband. And yet, when she shows up this day, there's Jesus. A Jewish man and a Samaritan woman, and they have a remarkable conversation where Jesus sees her. Not with judgment, not with scorn or pity or anything else. He sees her and gives her love and grace and mercy. And if you were to read on for the rest of the story, she actually goes into town and tells everyone that she's met the Messiah, the promised one. And it changes everything. She becomes an evangelist, if you will, after this one remarkable conversation. Jesus says, I give you living water so that a spring would come forth from you, like an overflowing, living water that meets your needs, that satisfies your spirit, that you never have to hunger or thirst for something else. So here's a different way to put it. A spring of water that comes from within is much more valuable than a bucket. A bucket needs to be filled and refilled and filled again for a lifetime. A spring naturally produces water and it gushes forth. Now, in my hometown and where my parents currently live, there's several artesian wells, and they are naturally occurring wells, and everyone who lives in these towns goes to get their water there. My parents live in sort of 20 miles outside of town, and they have a well for their water for the home that they don't drink that water because it's not very good. You know that hard water taste, and it leaves residue on all your pots and pans and everything else. Everyone goes to the artesian spring, which they just call the spring. And if you drive on this county road at any time of day, all year, it never stops flowing. And it's like a constant gusher of water. And it's cold, and it's crisp, and it is refreshing. But you drive by this spring at any time, and there's two or three cars or trucks lined up, and people fill up their jugs and their buckets with this water. And it never stops. And generations of people who've grown up in this community, they all go there. Now, it's funny, because it's a natural occurring spring, the health authorities occasionally would put up a warning sign, unsafe to drink. Because maybe it's too shallow, or I don't know exactly what the concern is. And no one local ever pays attention. They all fill up from the spring. So my parents' drinking water is from the spring, and they use their water in their home only for cleaning dishes or taking a shower or washing the car. I'm not sure. But at any two or three times a week, my dad will take the truck and fill up the jugs of the spring water, and it's fantastic. I haven't had water nearly as good anywhere else in my lifetime. That's what Jesus is talking about. Not a bucket that you rely upon someone else to fill, you know, like we need to have the affirmation and approval of other people to keep our bucket filled so that we feel like we're content and we're okay. The living water that Jesus is talking about is our very identity as children of God. That when our identity, when our sense of self is rooted not in what my perception of my worth is or someone else's words about me, and in the case of the woman, those are words of judgment. Those are words of condemnation that she has to go to get her water at noon. Being rooted, having our identity firmly rooted to the grace and mercy and love of God changes everything. So that the spring that gushes up from within us is filled with the very presence of God, filled with the amazing love of God for us. So that we don't have to go looking for things to fill our bucket, things from outside of us to validate us, to affirm us. You are beloved just as you are. God created you for a purpose. You are created in the image of God. You're a beloved child of God. You don't have to become something else. You are loved for who you are, for who God created you to be. And when we root ourselves in that identity, we discover that living water that Jesus is talking about. This woman that Jesus meets, her whole life is changed. Now, she may physically still have to go get the water she needs for her day, but she's no longer the person she was before she met Jesus. God's grace has a way of doing that to us. So whatever you're carrying with you, whatever's been spoken to you or about you, the most important thing you'll ever know is that you are a beloved child of God. Let us live in response to that. Let us soak in those blessings and let them gush out from us like a spring of living water. Amen.